Percy Slate was a soldier. Percy Slate was a private eye. Now Percy Slate might be a dead man. He's peeked behind the curtain in the stronghold occupied by ex-soldiers only to find the potential utopia he thought he'd stumbled into is simply the facade of a homemade hellscape. Percy explores the house after dark and uncovers secrets of the group's leader Roger Carson that shed light on his past and reveal he's not the charismatic socialite he made himself out to be. When Percy gets caught with these secrets, he's confined to a cell and subjected to the merciless, conniving side of Carson that kept him alive on the battlefield. Will Percy escape this hopeless situation? Find out today at 3 p.m. Just look for the title Demise of a Detective, Will Percy Perish? Second Saturday stories run with the black and white title card. Content warning. This chapter contains descriptions of captivity and torture. Reader discretion as advised. Asterisk. New readers and fans alike can catch up on chapters 1 to 5 here and read below to find a link to chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9. Chapter 6. Nestled in a dark corner of downtown North Bay, the Chicago Club glows like a hot ember in a dying fire. It's a place Private Eye Percy Slate knows well, because showing his face at the club means his death. But when the case he's following leads to a charismatic stranger who saves his life, he has no choice but to keep digging. Will this new development lead Percy to close the case, or to a dead end in front of a firing line? Chapter 7. Private Eye Percy Slate is in danger, he just doesn't know it yet. When he befriends a pack of ex-soldiers, he feels like he's finally found where he fits, until they disclose a plan to rob a well-known mob-run casino and want Percy along for the ride. Percy knows what the hired guns at the Chicago Club can do, and the ragtag band of soldiers doesn't stand a chance. If the group goes through with this suicide mission, Percy could lose the only lead in a case getting colder by the minute. He comes up with a plan last minute, but will the charismatic leader go for it, or has Percy's luck finally run out? Chapter 8. Percy Slate has found a lead on a missing doctor that's led him to a rooming house with a group of soldiers he barely knows. It seems like the perfect place to hide from Harry Clemens and his police protection as they track him through the city. But as night lightens to morning, Percy is plagued by horrifying visions of his deceased wife. Are they horrors of a scarred past, or grisly premonitions of warning? Chapter 9. When Percy wakes up in the stronghold of a group of ex-soldiers, his first memory is of finding out the doctor he's been searching for as his roommate. In the light of day, the doctor is nowhere to be seen, and Percy works against a sense of deepening dread to find clues to where the soldiers have moved the doctor. But as he learns more about them, Percy realizes the goal they have directly aligns with revenge he's wanted to take against Salvatore Calazetta and his organized crime ring for months. Counteracting his bloodlust are increasingly realistic dreams of his dead wife warning him against trusting the charismatic Roger Carson and his band of hellbent soldiers. Will Percy abandon his case to throw in with the mercenaries, or will he heed the enigmatic warnings from beyond the grave?